Something that you could use to fry eggs in would be called a...
Something you use for what?
Frying eggs in. For talking about cooking. Something you could use for frying eggs in.
Oh, would be a frying pan or a skillet.
What's the difference?
Well, a frying pan is thin stuff, ain't it, Daddy? Like aluminum pan and a skillet. It's made out of iron, cast iron.
Did you ever see one with little legs on it you could set in the fireplace?
Yeah, I used to see some of them old niggas had them. Let me see what they call them things now. Had them three legs that set them and cook on the ashes and had a lid on top of it. What they call them pots?
Well, I really don't know, but I know they used them for cooking on the fireplace.
It was an iron pot built something like a skillet, but it was deep, you know, and it had three legs on it and had an iron lid fit on it. I've seen them put cornbread in that, them old colored people, and put it in the fireplace and pile ashes up on that and bake the cornbread. And I guess some white people wasn't able to get a stove or nothing done the same way, but I never did see none.
Say if you were setting the table for people to eat with, next to each plate, you'd give everyone a...
fork and a knife and a spoon, huh?
Okay. And if there were three people eating, you'd set out three forks and three spoons and three...
and three knives, yeah, and three plates.
Okay. And you say after she washes the dishes, then she wipes them in clear water.
And then dries them with a dish rag.
But first of all, she... to get the soap off, she...
she wrenches them. Yeah.
What is she called, the cloth or rag she uses for washing the dishes?
With the cloth? Well, some of them used to take these flour sacks back on
it. She said, what did you call it, Mr.
Dish rag.
What's that?
Dish rag. Call it dish rag.
What about for drying them with?
Well, I reckon they'd call that a drying rag. They'd take one, wash it with it, and then take the other, a dry one, you know, and dry them with it.
What about to bathe your face with? You'd have a...
wash rag and a towel.
Okay.
Wash your face with the rag and then dry it with the towel.
Okay.
What they want to know all that crazy question for? What's all that for? What to hide all that stuff?
Some people say wash cloth or wash rag or bath cloth.
Yeah, some say bath cloth, some say wash rags. Some call them towels.
Say if you cut some flowers and wanted to keep them in the house, you'd put them in a...
in a glass of water, a tumbler.
Uh-huh.
Put them in water and keep them fresh.
Uh-huh. Or something you have just special for, well, like you've got over there, specially for flowers.
That's a vase, flower vase.
And something that flour used to come in that you'd cook with.
Oh, what you used to buy your flour in?
Uh-huh.
You used to get them in what they call a flour barrel. It was made out of staves, white oak staves. That's the way you used to put all the flour up, the half barrels and whole barrels back on the, when I was small.
What would run around the wood to hold the staves in place?
Well, they had barrel hoops. They'd made out of steel. Call them barrel hoops. And then back on the, they used to have great big old barrels. They called it pickled pork, you know. I had it full of hog meat and had this lump salt in there, that rock salt about that big around, and had bright in there and had it down there, bowels. The old man used to, when we'd run out of meat, he'd go get a bowel of meat. That meat was so salty you couldn't all eat it. Mama used to have to parboil it and then fry it. If you fried it and didn't parboil it, you couldn't eat it so doggone salty.
Well, what was that meat called?
What the meat was called?
Just
pickled pork.
Uh-huh.
It was pickled down in a brine, you know, had that rock salt in it.
Do you ever see